It is very easy to make money in the stock market, particularly when you are in bull market. But that is not what matters. Most of the times, you know, all the strategies, how to buy, what to do, all those things are fine. You know, getting rich is one thing and staying rich is another thing. Bull market is a phenomena where there'll be crazy re-rating that will be happening. You know, stocks will move here and there. You will make a lot of money. But the ultimate thing that will be meaningful is how much you keep when this bull market goes away. So from my learnings of 2008, 2010, 12, 2017, 18, and also 2020, I have boiled down to few learnings which I've got in being invested in the market, which I'm going to share with you in this podcast, which will help you to decide what to do and most importantly, what not to do during your investing journey of this bull market. Yeah, so grab your pen and notepad and let's dive in. So as I said, it is very easy to make money in stock market when it comes to bull market. You know, we might just think that, you know, I'm super powerful in terms of picking the stocks and you will see like your portfolio going up very fast. And sometimes, you know, the 1 year FD returns might just come up in your portfolio in one day. And you might think, you know, why am I even investing my money into FDs? And that is very natural phenomena because I've gone through many such cycles now, and it has been most, you know, a cyclical journey. I would say it has been almost 14 plus years I've been invested in markets and I've been observing and, you know, understanding what this animal looks like. And that is where I'm giving some flavor which I've learned over the years. So what happens is everything is cyclical in life, in markets, in economy, everything is cyclical. And there is a classic example of pendulum. You know, the pendulum of the market basically swings from 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock. 3 o'clock is where, you know, there is extreme pessimism. People are not willing to invest and they are very, very fearful. And then we have, you know, the middle pendulum where it is vertical, it is balanced, where, you know, it is sanity is prevailing. A lot of people are starting to buy at a decent valuation and all that. And then slowly the euphoria builds up and valuation go crazy. People are, you know, crazily getting into stock market without even thinking what is happening. And, you know, the money making process becomes faster. Now, the point is, you know, I'm not saying you should not participate in the bull market, because that is where, again, you'll make crazy money if you ride it properly. And that is what I'll share my learnings in today's podcast, that how you can ride it properly. I'll share the 7 step method which I would like you to think about. So that is what I'll cover in the next part of this podcast. But if you follow those steps, you know, you can probably ride the bull market in an efficient way. And most importantly, once you get rich, once you make money in the bull market, hopefully you'll not lose it all. Right. So that is the idea of this podcast, that how you can at least keep the profits you have made during the bull market. Now, going by the same analogy of stock market pendulum, you know, there are tons and tons of example. You know, one of the guys called Abraham Jermansky, he was a multimillionaire real estate developer. Okay. And when 1929 crash hit in US, he was like fully wiped off. That is what bull market does to you if you are not very careful, because after the bull market, there is like very high probability of, you know, sharp corrections also that can come through. On the same note, you know, Jesse Livermore, classic example, he did opposite. You know, 1929, he was short the market, made tons of money where everybody was, you know, torn apart. He made great money during that crash. But then, you know, his own euphoria took in into the market again and again, betting more and more amount. And 1933, I think he did a suicide because he was wiped off. So that is the reason, you know, it is very important to understand the process of not just getting rich, but also staying rich. Okay. So the idea, the process or the pattern which I've seen during all these cycles, first is, you know, it, as I said, you know, the pendulum starts with the extreme pessimism. So that is where people are fearful. They are very, very cautious and conservative. And most of the participants put the money into large caps, you know, so that it's blue chip and there is very lesser chances of money getting wiped off. And all the, you know, mid cap, small cap, micro caps, everything trades at a much lower valuation. And there is not much of interest in all those names, you know, so the volumes initially start picking up into large caps. Then slowly, you know, it comes into a decent valuation, and then, you know, people start finding the other things cheaper. And of course, they also now are willing to take more risk. So then, you know, a lot of participants then move towards mid cap, then they move towards small cap. And then eventually they move to micro cap and SME companies to hunt, you know, multi-bagger ideas so that they can get rich quickly and all those things. So basically, the pendulum swings from a high quality portfolio in the initial stage where people are fearful towards medium quality, towards low quality, and ultimately it goes towards all the kachra caps, you know, where there is not much value, it is all speculation. And at the same time also, you will see the scenario where a lot of hot IPOs are coming at an absurd valuation, and same pattern you will see in the IPO listings also. So initial IPO will be high quality companies at an expensive price, then you'll have low quality companies, and then, you know, all people who want to raise money, any kind of junk companies will also come in the queue. And best part is what? They will also get oversubscribed, right? So that is the kind of psychology that each and every bull market goes through. And that is where, you know, I keep on telling that these psychological patterns, human beings, how they behave in different circumstances, that keeps repeating. Okay, and that is the reason, along with fundamentals also, I like to study technicals, because technicals is where this investor psychology gets captured. When you study businesses fundamentally, it just captures how business is performing. But if you don't know how the investors are behaving, what is the market psychology, then it is just the half picture which you are seeing, right? So that is the reason I blend technical analysis with fundamental analysis. And I not only like to understand the business and its performance, but also how investor psychology is changing and how, you know, these thought processes are getting evolved. Because if you are able to identify which stage you are in, that is where you can take a lot of measures to protect and, you know, keep your profits during the bull market, right? So that is what even the discussion point is there, because I've done both these sides of the studies in my 14 years plus of journey as an investor. That is what I'm trying to give you as a perspective, so that if you are somebody who is just new in the market, or you're not seen so many cycles, you will get a perspective, and hopefully you will go home with decent profits after the bull market ends. Okay, so the idea is the pendulum thing which we discussed. So basically, the bottom line is the investor move from being risk averse, where they are super conservative, towards risk seeking behavior. And that's what even I gave the example of Jesse Livermore, made it big, then, you know, he was very aggressive and ultimately lost it all. So same phenomena happens again and again, even though, you know, investors make good money during the bull market, but there are very few who, you know, come out of it even after the bull market or during the bull market with a profitable situation. Okay, so that is what differentiates successful investors versus people who just get carried away with the flow and they don't have a power of making decisions. So now what we'll do is I'll give you seven different perspectives which will help you to decide what you need to do during this entire process of bull market, and how you can keep your profits with you by following these seven steps. Yeah, so make sure you take a lot of notes and let's get into it. So the first is staying with high earnings visibility compounding ideas. Okay, so what happens, as I mentioned, is people gravitate from large cap and blue chips and good quality companies towards mid cap, small cap, micro caps, and towards the low quality, you know, curve basically. And again, you know, sometimes even mid cap, small cap might also have good qualities and it might be fundamentally great company. That is perfectly fine. But what I'm talking about specifically is in terms of this quality curve from high quality to medium to low to, you know, all the kachra caps. So one easiest way to think about is that if you are in a roaring bull market, make sure that you know, we don't go into that kachra category, because what happens is when the market falls, this is again my observation, my learnings which I'm sharing with all of you guys, it might not exactly turn out the same way, but it will, you know, replicate in broader way. So what happens generally is these kachra companies will fall so much that it can wipe off your entire capital, and the worst part is it will never bounce back again. And you can take a lot of examples. If I remember the first bull market which I saw in 2008, again a lot of companies like Unitech and Suzlon, Opto Circuits, Karuturi Global, if you see right now after like even 12-13 years, they are nowhere. Okay, same way, you know, a lot of companies in 2010-12 time correction, you know, they did not pick up for very long, and some of them, you know, you might not even find out. So likes of, you know, Ashtvinayak Television, it was producer of Dabang and all that, that were all high flyers during those times, but now they are probably even shut. And same way, you know, a lot of companies in 2017-18 crash, you know, all the SME companies that ran up, all the microcap companies that ran up, they fell almost like 70, 80, 90, 95% and they have never come back. Okay. So that is the first point which you need to understand, that don't go down the kachra, you know, version of the things, so that even if the fall happens and you are not ready with it, you are not selling it, still it has high probability of bouncing back. And second, these will have good earnings visibility. So even if, you know, 1 or 2 years, you might not get any returns, but eventually, you know, you might make good returns out of it. So that is the first point. The second point is in terms of the portfolio approach. And by the way, you know, in terms of stock selection and the entire screening process of how to select high quality companies and how to find out all these filters, I do a lot of, you know, sessions in my investing community. I also have a process called hackathon where I make people understand all these parameters, criteria, and you know, make them do that exercise themselves. I review them so that, you know, they understand the importance of this. So I do this exercise in my investing community, and that's where the second point is also connected, where keeping a portfolio structure which is very, very solid. What I mean by solid portfolio structure is the combination of core portfolio within a portfolio and a satellite component. So when you follow a core satellite approach, the core portfolio is basically high quality companies which takes care of your capital protection, and you have good earnings visibility. And as I said, you know, I do an extensive exercise to filter all these companies. And the satellite portfolio is where you go slightly higher on the risk side. Probably, you know, you want to go through the cyclical companies or cyclical sectors. You might want to, you know, even go slightly downwards towards micro cap where the, you know, things are moving, and you want to take advantage of these things. That is where, you know, you don't risk your core capital. You have like around 70% protected in core, and then in satellite you do all these things. And again, you know, it is very important to diversify your core portfolio also. Even though you might have all the components of, you know, quality, but still you need to diversify your portfolio in terms of large cap, mid cap, and small cap. If you have like 100% micro cap, even though it is quality, it is very, very highly risky proposition. Okay. So that is where the diversification and core satellite approach comes into the play. And how you can, you know, create hedge from this satellite, I'll tell you about it in the subsequent points. But this is the approach which I generally believe in. The third is, you know, make sure you don't try to hunt very, very cheap kind of companies in the roaring bull market. So what happens again, The reason why investors grow from large cap to mid cap to small cap and all the kachra cap kind of things is in the hunt of cheaper valuation. And generally, at the peak of the bull market, if something is still staying cheap, you know, and cheap, the metric normally people use is like low PE stocks, low price to book stocks. And if you try to hunt in the peak of bull market, all these, you know, 5P, 10P stocks, the probability of you getting something which is having some problems, it might be corporate governance, or the earnings are not real, or it is highly cyclical, it is peak of the cycle with a, you know, peak earnings, all those probabilities start increasing. Again, I'm not saying you might not get a multi-bagger out of it. If you study hard enough, you might get it. But the probability of happening that becomes much, much lower. Okay, so you need to be very careful not to fall in these kind of cheap value traps and go down the curve of the quality. Okay. And the best example is 2017-18 you know, market, where a lot of investors got stuck into microcap and SMEs and went down the curve, and you know, they invested at like ridiculous valuation. You know, some people also paid like 30, 40, 50 PE to SME companies which were highly illiquid. And when the fall happened, one, you know, as I said, they generally don't bounce back, so that capital got wiped off. Many people could not come out because of illiquidity, and that is again one more thing you should understand, that you know, if you are going into illiquid things when lower circuit starts hitting, you will not be able to get out even if you want to get out. Okay, so that is what happens, and we have seen that cycle in 2017-18. A lot of names of all these you know, microcaps and SMEs which are flying, they got derated, they never bounced back, and the fall was as severe as 90 to 100% also. Okay, so some companies even got totally wiped out and never came back. And there are tons of example. If you go to my Twitter handle at the rate Mashrani Vivek and just Google learnings of 2017-18 and you will get my, you know, link of that tweet also, where I created the entire thread of my learnings in that cycle. Thankfully, I was into some of the better names and got protected. But I could see that, you know, that wiping off of capital. I had a lot of friends also who were investing, and I've seen that damage. Okay, so that is the second point. Now, third is that is the third point which I discussed. The fourth is where I wanted to discuss in terms of how your satellite portfolio position, as I mentioned, you can create two parts into your portfolio. One is core and one satellite. Now, how that helps you in getting some hedging. Okay. So in this fourth point, what I want to cover is this satellite portfolio is basically very dynamic portfolio. And what I generally do is I start with price volume action and then go deeper into some fundamental screening. Of course, again, here also, if you really know some fundamentals and filter it in a better way, you can again get a better cushion. But assuming that you just chase whatever is moving, still what will happen is when any kind of fall will happen, or you know, the positions will go in an adverse way, if you have a exit strategy in place, your satellite portfolio, which is approximately 30% allocation, will go to 0%. So basically, you will exit all those positions as and when, you know, the situation is not favorable, and it will automatically create a cash cushion in your portfolio. So imagine a deadly fall happens, like March COVID fall in 2020 that happened, and you have like 30% cash. What happens? One, you can sleep peacefully. Okay, hopefully, if you have a core portfolio which is good quality and good asset allocation you have followed, you will be able to sleep peacefully. And second most important advantage you will get is you will be able to deploy that cash to take advantage of the market fall to again invest into good quality companies. Okay, so that is where, you know, you need to follow the blended approach and ideally also have an exit strategy in place. And that is my fifth point, that if you don't have an exit strategy in place, most of the investors get stuck into these, you know, euphoric positions, which are built in the peak of the bull market at a very, very high peak valuation. And they just end up sitting on that forever. Okay, I've seen a lot of people who are holding stocks from 2018, like Reliance Power, just because, you know, they bought it in the peak of euphoria, all those IPOs and everything. And they never sold, although it has gone 90% down, 50% down, 60% down, they have never sold it. Okay, so you need to be very careful that even though you are, you know, enjoying the party, at least you should know where the door is there outside the discotheque and how to get out of it. Otherwise, you will get stuck in that party even when the party is finished. Okay, and then the time will never come back where you will again come back into profit. It will take long, long time before you reach there. And if the stock selection is not right, as I mentioned in my earlier points, then it will be surely a disaster. Okay, so just make sure you have a door which you need to exit. And that is where, you know, the exit strategy is very important. And what I do personally is I have an approach in terms of blending technicals and fundamentals. So I use a lot of technical strategies to think about my exit strategy so that, you know, fundamentals generally will not change because it's mostly the peak of valuation and market psychology that is playing this part. So you need some technical indicators, some, you know, way in which you can get exit. Okay, so that is what I follow, that at least I can book partial profit, or there is some strategy that is already built in. So assume that you have made from 100 rupees, 200 rupees. Okay, so you rode that entire thing in the bull market, you made 100% return. If you have an exit strategy, what will happen is you will not be able to pull up that entire 100% return. But the exit strategy will give back some profit, like say 20% profit back to the markets, but you will be able to keep remaining at 80% of the profits. And that is very, very important, because that's what I said, you know, that you need to think about how you can keep your profits made in bull market. That is the most critical point. And if you are able to do it by giving small capital or profits back to the markets, but remaining you are preserving, that is the best thing to happen. You will come out as a winner from the bull market. Okay, so that is the fifth strategy. The sixth point is on the allocation. Okay, so allocation is again very, very important. I see a lot of people, you know, in the peak of bull market, they tweak their allocation. So suppose they have 50% into equity and 50% into fixed income. So they get carried away by, you know, the returns they are generating. As I said, you know, what will happen is your one day return in equity markets might be equal to one day return in your FD. Okay, so 5% you might be getting on FD for 1 year, and you might generate 5% portfolio returns if you have like good portfolio. Okay, so then people start moving their FD monies into the equity market, and they disturb the entire asset allocation, where they should be doing opposite. Okay, they should be being more cautious, and they should in fact move some profits they make into equity into FDs. But you know, as I said, the pendulum, the euphoria, the psychology, it remains the same. It has happened multiple number of times, and still it will happen, I am sure, because human psychology doesn't change. It was same in 1929, it was same in 2007-8, it was same in 2017-18, it was same in 2020, right? So that will never change. But if you want to make best of this bull market, you should have this point in your mind, okay? Because if you cross this line, it is again path to disaster. So follow your asset allocation. That is the sixth point. And finally, the seventh most important point, which you should never, never, never ignore, is don't take leverage. Okay, so if you take leverage or take a loan to invest in equity markets during these times, that is the last thing you should be doing. Because what will happen is when things might go wrong, your portfolio will be bleeding, and then on the top of it, your margin might get triggered because there is some margin money or leverage you have taken. Or worst case, if you have taken any loan, personal loan at a higher interest rate, you might end up paying interest also. So it's like a double blow, and there are high chances of you getting bankrupt if you do this. Okay, so this is the last thing one should be doing. That is again my learning. Again, it's your personal choice, but it's up to you what to do. And on the same lines, a lot of people I have seen, they end up using their emergency fund and all that to invest in the stock market. Again, never do that, because emergency fund is meant to be used in emergency. And if you want to go deeper, I have a YouTube video on my channel also where I discuss all these personal finance rules, what you should be doing in terms of emergency fund, what you should be doing in terms of insurance cover, and all those aspects of personal finance. I've created a detailed video. Just go through my YouTube channel and you will find it. But this is like really, really important point which I'm talking about. Okay, so yeah, this is pretty much you need to take care. If you have any other points, connect with me on Twitter and share with me, and I'll be more than happy to discuss that further. So let me just repeat the 7 points which I just discussed. So first, stay with good high quality compounding ideas which has good visibility of earnings. Second, you can follow core satellite portfolio approach, diversify your portfolio. A third, don't go into this kachra value trap, cheap stocks, and make sure you are staying with the right kind of quality stocks. Fourth is your satellite position should create the cash so that you have good hedging in your portfolio. Fifth is have exit strategy in place. And in my different sessions, I discuss this extensively. If you want to also learn, I'll share the link in the end so that you can learn that if you want. Sixth is, follow your asset allocation. Seventh, most important, don't take leverage, don't use emergency fund. Yeah, so these are the 7 points which are very, very critical if you want to ride the bull market properly. Not only just make money out of the bull market, but also keep money. Yeah, so hope this podcast was super useful. If you are not yet part of my investing community, you can join my investing community by clicking on the link technofunda.co/live. Okay, so technofunda.co/live, and you can join my upcoming webinar, and you can also be a part of my community. So that's about it. I hope you got a lot of value from this podcast and you enjoyed this podcast. But thank you for listening, and have a remaining amazing day. And if you're not yet subscribed to my podcast, make sure you subscribe it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That's it from my end. Thank you. God bless. And keep making profits, but don't forget to keep those profits. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.